From Georgia Public Broadcasting, this is On Second Thought. I'm Virginia Prescott. For many people, the season of giving is followed by seasons of debt. Tomorrow, we're going to get some insights into avoiding that particular holiday hangover. And we'd love to hear from you. Do you feel pressured to go all out for holiday gifts and parties? Are you gifting time or homemade gifts instead? You can tweet us at OST Talk or leave us a voicemail. We're at 404-500-9457, and we might feature your comments on tomorrow's show. There is, of course, much more to the season than shopping, and today we have some ideas for holiday events in and around Atlanta, along with highlights from the year in Georgia's culture scene from theater critic and Arts ATL contributor Kalundra Smith. Hello, Kalundra.
Hi, how are you this morning?
Very well. Glad to have you with us. Floyd Hall covers culture for a number of publications. He's also an Arts ATL contributor and co-host of the Blacklanta podcast. He's joining us from Miami, where Art Basel wrapped yesterday. Do I say Basel or Basel, Floyd?
It is Basel, for all that we know.
Just wanted to make sure. Cardi B's been there, Kanye, Jennifer Lopez, all seen at Art Basel. So what's it like there with the high rollers? What's the scene?
Well, I'm not necessarily a high roller, but I have been in the same environments and checking out some of this amazing art. And it's been great to see really a very strong Atlanta contingent in Miami. So a lot of great art, just a feast for the eyes. And for those who have the means, a feast for the wallets as well.
Well, tell us about how Georgia was represented, because a pretty interesting kind of installation or exhibition set up there with Tila House.
Yeah, so Tila Studios is an arts incubator that's based in East Point. And for this year, for Art Basel, they brought 10 artists from Atlanta, 10, they call them the Garden Fellows. And so these are our 10 Black women artists who were in Miami and were involved in an amazing slate of programming. One of them in particular took place at the Perez Art Museum, Miami, in which they were really highlighting the lack of representation of Black women artists in the arts industry. And so they had a lunch there at the PAM. They had two of their artists involved in an exhibition at the Prism Fair. And then they were really just trying to roll out the red carpet and increase that access for Black women artists.
That is a great way of transforming the way that we think about culture. But of course, this is the time of the year we think about traditions, the way that things have always been. And one tradition is Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. It's an Alliance Theater production at Cobb Energy Center going on now that has some surprises. What's the twist there, Kalundra?
Well, first of all, there's no shortage of Christmas Carol productions in Atlanta. So the Alliance production at Cobb Energy is one, but you also have Aurora Theater in Lawrenceville does their version, which, you know, for folks in out in OTP, so to speak, they can have that one. And then you have, of course, Dad's Garage does their own spin with Invasion Christmas Carol, where they totally muck up the story. So there's a lot of fun stuff there. And I know with the Alliance, they are at Cobb Energy until they move into their new space at the Woodruff. And so it'll be fun because they have some cast twists there where it's not going to be everybody's used to seeing the same person play Scrooge, and it's going to be different this year.
Well, hope there you go. And there are also Nutcrackers going on everywhere. Is there any particular production that you loved most?
I mean, the Atlanta Ballet is always a surefire, you know, bet. And then, of course, the Georgia Ballet does a really beautiful production as well.
I also was really interested in Miss Bennett, Christmas at Pemberley. This is by the Georgia playwright Lauren Gunderson. So where is that production?
That's right here downtown at Theatrical Outfit. And this will be their second year staging that show. Lauren Gunderson has been one of the most produced playwrights in America, period, for the last couple of years. And she's right here from Atlanta, grew up, I believe, in Alpharetta. And that story is kind of a reimagined telling of a sequel to like a Pride and Prejudice. So it's going to find the Bennett sisters years later kind of questioning what does marriage and child rearing and all of that look like for them after Happily Ever After.
Floyd, one of the hottest tickets of this year has been Yayoi Kusama, Infinity Mirrors. That's a show at the High Museum, and the tickets sold out for the entire run of the show. High's been releasing about 100 walk-up tickets a day, pretty much bought before the museum even opens. What do you think, Kalundra? Does the show live up to the hype?
I believe it does. I thought that the experience of going into each room and the whole idea behind it is for you to understand that we're all just one element in the universe. And I think the rooms do that really effectively. Floyd, I don't know what you thought about it, but
Floyd? I have not seen it, actually. So, yeah, I'm still on the outside looking in, trying to get my tickets. So I'll be walking up one of these days. So if you see me out there, please help me out.
So the show it seems sort of perfectly suited for Instagram and other mm-hmm. social media posts, very photographical. Does it give viewers a real sense of Kasama in her work, do you think, Kalendra?
I think that the rooms are very effective in doing that. I do think the crowds kind of, you know, the waiting in line in the crowds, you know, you have to just be prepared for that. But I think the experience of the rooms and seeing her paintings, actually her paintings were what impressed me most, honestly.
When if you can't get tickets like Floyd, maybe you have a little alternative here. Kusama's being represented at least at the Atlanta Botanical Garden. How is that happening?
So they have the Narcissus Garden, which are these like balls of mirrors that are all over the Atlanta Botanical Garden. So if you go to their holiday lights installation that they do every year, you'll be able to see that Kusama installation there as well. And it's really stunning.
On a much different scale, Kalendra, you recommend Jiha, if I'm saying that properly, Moon's show at the Avery Art Company. What can you tell us about the artist and her work there?
So Jiha is at Allen Avery Art, and she's a Korean-American artist, and her pieces take their folk art, really vibrant, colorful folk art pieces that take inspiration not only from East Asia, but also from Latin America and from Africa. And so you see that kind of cultural amalgamation in her work.
And Floyd, you're recommending With Drawn Arms. This is Glenn Kaino and Tommy Smith at the High Museum of Art. It's there until February. Seems pretty timely. Activism and highly visible athletes. Why, Floyd, do you recommend this show?
Well, Atlanta has a history as both a civil rights city and an Olympic city. So this exhibition, I think, is a great intersection with that identity of Atlanta. And so for this exhibition, it's presenting the 1968 protest moment that Tommy Smith and John Carlos made at the 68 Olympics in Mexico City. It's presenting that in an artful way by taking a cast, if you will, or a mold cast of Tommy Smith's arm, and really making it into a compelling art piece. And I think that for those who are paying attention to the current affairs with Colin Kaepernick and athletes and activism, this is one of those moments where you can look back 50 years and see another example of that.
So this is when they were standing on the podium getting their medals and they put their black gloved fists up in the air in the black power sign and suffered pretty great consequences because of it.
This is that moment, yes. And so if you go to that, there's some amazing memorabilia from Tommy Smith, who also is living in the Atlanta area. I think he lives in Gwinnett County. So it's a great moment to bring the past forward in a very interesting and amazing way.
Kalendra, you also liked Michi Miko's It Doesn't Prepare You for Arrival. This is at the Museum of Contemporary Art of Georgia. Who is Michi Miko?
So Michi Miko is a local artist, and he has been working in Atlanta and slowly building from being a painter, doing some performance work, doing multimedia art. I mean, he's really explored and grown as an artist. And so this solo exhibition for him, I think, just comes right on time. And his work is dealing with all sorts of things from, you know, the fun, lighthearted stuff related to, like, the galaxy and exploration to some of the heavier things dealing with race and gender. So it is unlike anything you will see. I will say that. It is very unique and really beautiful.
So let's look at what we're looking forward to. I mean, these are all things that are on view right now. What about coming up for art or cultural shows in 2019? You want to start, Kalendra?
Sure. I would say that in terms of visual art, one thing that I'm really looking forward to is Amy Sherrill, who painted Michelle Obama for the National Portrait Gallery. She's going to have a solo exhibition at Spelman College. I believe she went to Clark Atlanta, so she has some history in this town. And this will be a solo exhibition for her in Atlanta, which I think I'm just excited to see what's there. They've had individual pieces of hers as a part of shows before, but for her to have a solo exhibition there, I think is going to be really exciting.
So we know her from that portrait as a painter. Does she do other kinds of art, or is she just a painter? I mean, not just a painter, an extraordinary painter.
Well, the graying faces and bodies of, you know, that is her signature. So, but she does it so each portrait looks so different. So I'm excited to see the variety there, even with the graying.
Floyd, how about you? Is there something in particular that you are looking forward to in 2019?
Well, Kalonja sort of stole my thunder with the Amy Sherrill piece there. I just think that Amy is having just such a great moment. And it's funny, I saw Amy last year here in Miami for Art Basel. And it's amazing to just watch the evolution of her visibility and to see the response to her work. But on the other end of that spectrum, or I don't want to say maybe other end, there are some things on the arts calendar that I'm always excited about. And so one of my favorite moments of every year happens in February, and it's the City of Ink anniversary party. So this is a yearly event that is put on by Maya Bailey and the City of Ink sort of ecosystem of artists, if you will. So a lot of visual artists, creatives, if you will normally have the streets of Castleberry blocked off with a lot of revelry and excitement. So that'll be on my early to-do list for 2019.
All right, so that should brighten things up in February a bit. Kalendra, you also were excited about a production called Ever After at the Alliance Theater. Another take on a well-known tale, as we've heard a little bit of earlier. What's it about?
Yeah, so for those who are familiar with the Drew Barrymore film of the same name, it's a take on a Cinderella story. And so this will be a new musical, the first production that the Alliance will be doing on their new Coca-Cola stage. So that's very exciting. And of course, because they transferred The Prom to Broadway and that's having a successful run now, I'm sure that as they're developing Ever After, they probably have their eyes in that direction as well.
Kalendra Smith and Floyd Hall are with me. They're both arts journalists and Arts ATL contributors, and we're getting some suggestions for upcoming holiday events. We've heard those, some 2019 look forward to's, and some of the significant arts events from 2018. And among those that you really liked, Kalendra, this past year is the Color Purple play with Latrice Pace as Celie. This is at 11 Alives in the Spotlight in Atlanta. She's one of the Pace Sisters gospel group, and here's a little bit of her singing, I Am Here.
Got my eyes, though they don't see as far now. They see more about how things really are now.
You reviewed the play, Kalendra, for the AJC. How does it compare to Alice Walker's book and the 1985 film?
So Actors Express, I think, did a really phenomenal job with this production. In general, this past year for Atlanta musicals, like, I think everybody kind of got to a new level, whether you're talking about Freaky Friday at Horizon or Newsies at Aurora Theater. I mean, everybody just upped the ante. But The Color Purple, I thought, was just really special. And it's a stripped down version, and Actors Express is this small black box theater, and I was very skeptical about how they would pull it off. And I mean, it was so intimate, so engaging, and I mean, it was just a delight. As a reviewer, it's one of those shows where you put the pen down and you're just fully in it.
Yeah, and you also liked Woke, the play at the Essential Theater, and Titanic's run at the Serenby Playhouse. Quite a production, I understand.
Yeah, they sunk a ship. So
they went all in.
And they always do. I mean, that's Serenby's signature is spectacle. So if you ever have a chance to drive down to the Serenby community, that's, you know, always a good time and something to do. And then with Woke at Essential Theater, I thought that Avery Sharp in general has been having a good year. He was in Black Nerd at Dad's Garage, and he wrote this piece Woke for the Essential Theater Play Festival. And I just thought it was a very different kind of play because it was about teenagers the summer before they were going off to college, and kind of examining how what's happening in America with race affects their friendships. And I just thought it was really cool to give voice to young people in that way. That that we don't see often.
So beyond the events themselves, wondering any big stroke themes in arts and culture from 2018. Floyd, I'm thinking iDrum gone now, Mammal now gone. But we have, you know, the big new $180 million venue in Sandy Springs. But at the other end of the spectrum, places like the Bakery, you know, much more DIY arts incubator space on the Beltline. What do you think is bubbling up here?
You mentioned the Bakery. I think they've done a really great job of stepping in where, as you mentioned, some of these other arts organizations have maybe been in transition. And I think that that's going to be a point of conversation, I think, in 2019, because Atlanta and the arts community is pretty vocal when it comes to how they feel about the state of things in the community and with the city, with affordability. And artists being able to make art in the city is still, it's not as certain as it once was. Mm-hmm. And so I have to really give some kudos to the Bakery for their programming and just the sheer volume of what they've done so far in the last year.
How about you, Kalender? What are you seeing for trends?
I would agree with that. I think you're going to see a lot more experimental, up-and-coming, emerging stuff popping up around Atlanta. I think, you know, of course, the big institutions will be fine, but I think it's going to be really about the little guy in 2019. And that's starting to, that has started to bubble up in 2018. If you look at East Point, where Tila Studios is, right next to them, you also have a new performing arts center, the Windmill Arts Center, where you have Fly on a Wall Dance Company in there, which is kind of an Atlanta Ballet offshoot, and they do really wonderful contemporary dance. You have Vanguard Rep, which they're producing nothing but local playwrights out there. And so it's going to really be about the emerging artist in 2019.
All right, so the not-so-little guys, T.I. and Childish Gambino, two of your picks. As we go out from this segment, Floyd, tell us what you were loving about them this year.
Well, This Is America from Childish Gambino still stands out as probably the best and most compelling 4 minutes of video that we saw in 2018. The song was really good, but the song was really in service to the video, which really captured a lot of emotion and imagery as it relates to the state of affairs in the world. And with T.I., in particular, T.I.'s performance at One Music Fest, I felt like that was a best of 2018 because of the triumphant nature of this hometown hero, if you will. So in that performance, he brought out a lot of guest appearances. He had his family on stage, and it just felt like a really great moment for someone who's been so visible and vocal about Atlanta for a long time.
Floyd Hall, Kalender Smith, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.